In the grand symphony of existence, balance is the silent conductor. It orchestrates harmony in the universe and within ourselves. When balance is maintained, life flows effortlessly. But when an imbalance occurs, within our inner world or in the external environment, the natural order shifts, often with consequences we cannot ignore. This audiobook will delve into the teaching and truth revealed by seven life-changing ancient books. Chapter 1. The Key to Reality Creation. Welcome back to the Abundance Book. Ancient civilizations we marveled at reveal a profound awareness of balance as the foundation of creation and harmony. From the perfectly aligned pyramids to the cosmic rhythms inscribed in the Bhagavad Gita, the message is clear. Balance is not just an ideal, but a universal law. The two forces, inner and outer importance. At the core of balance lies the relationship between two forces, inner importance and outer importance. Inner importance is the weight we assign ourselves, our ego, identity, and sense of worth. On the other hand, outer importance is the value we attach to external circumstances, our career, relationships, possessions, and goals. When we overestimate our inner importance, we become arrogant and self-centered. We may see ourselves as invincible or indispensable, ignoring the subtle dance of humility and perspective. Conversely, when we amplify our outer importance, we place undue pressure on external events, believing that our happiness or success hinges entirely on things outside our control. Both extremes are unsustainable. When inner importance is excessive, life humbles us. When outer importance is magnified, life reminds us that no external outcome is worth sacrificing inner peace. The consequences of imbalance. Imbalance is not just an abstract concept. It manifests tangibly in our daily lives. Imagine someone consumed by the need to succeed, who places all their worth in achieving a specific goal. They may work tirelessly, sacrificing their health, relationships, and joy, only to find that the weight of their ambition leads to burnout or failure. On the other hand, consider someone overwhelmed by self-importance, who believes the world revolves around their desires. They may ignore collaboration, reject feedback, or resist change, only to feel isolated and unfulfilled. When an imbalance occurs, life responds. It introduces challenges and disruptions to restore equilibrium. This is not a punishment, but a recalibration, a way for the universe to bring us back to the center. It's why setbacks often carry hidden lessons, and obstacles sometimes lead us to greater clarity and growth. The Ancient Wisdom of Balance. In ancient teachings, balance is not just practical but sacred. The Hermetic principle of polarity reminds us that every force has its opposite: light and dark, masculine and feminine, action and rest. Harmony is achieved not by denying one side, but by integrating both. Restoring balance in life. So, how do we cultivate balance in our lives? It begins with awareness. Pay attention to where you place excessive importance, on yourself or external outcomes. Notice the signs of imbalance, stress, frustration, or a sense of lack. Then, take steps to recalibrate. For inner importance, practice humility and self-reflection. Remind yourself that while you are significant, you are also part of a greater whole. Listen to others, embrace vulnerability, and let go of the need to control every outcome. For outer importance, shift your focus inward. Recognize that external events do not define your worth. Cultivate gratitude for what you have, and trust that life's flow will bring you what you need. Balance as the foundation of creation. Balance is not about perfection, it's about alignment. When we balance our inner and outer worlds, we create a fertile ground for reality creation. Our thoughts, emotions, and actions align with universal harmony, making it easier to manifest our desires without force or resistance. The next chapter will explore this process in greater depth, exploring how the ancient wisdom of vibration and energy guides us to create our desired reality. By understanding the subtle interplay of forces, we can unlock the secrets of effortless creation. Balance is not just a key to harmony, it is the foundation of everything. When you embrace balance, you step into the flow of life, where creation becomes a natural extension of being. Let's continue this journey to uncover how balance fuels the power of reality creation. Chapter 2. The Kybalion: Understanding Vibration and Polarity. The first ancient book we are exploring is the Kybalion. This esoteric text, rooted in ancient Hermetic philosophy, contains a treasure trove of wisdom about the fundamental principles governing existence. Among its most profound teachings are the principles of vibration and polarity, concepts that illuminate the interconnected nature of reality and provide tools for mastering the art of balance. When fully understood, these principles reveal the mechanics of creation and the path to a more harmonious and intentional life. Building on the foundation of balance explored in the previous chapter, we now delve into how the Kybalion offers practical insights into aligning our inner vibrations with the external world. The Principle of Vibration: Everything Moves. The first Hermetic principle to grasp is that of vibration, which asserts that everything in the universe, both seen and unseen, is in a constant state of motion. Nothing rests, everything moves, everything vibrates, declares the Kybalion. This is not merely a poetic observation, but a truth that echoes through ancient wisdom and modern science. At a quantum level, every particle vibrates with energy. Similarly, on a metaphysical level, our thoughts, emotions, and intentions generate vibrations that ripple outward into the world. These internal vibrations act as the blueprint for the external reality we experience. If you've ever felt inexplicably drawn to a particular person or situation, or repelled by it, you've experienced vibrations' subtle yet profound effect. The key takeaway is simple: our internal state shapes our external reality. When we align our thoughts and emotions with the outcomes we desire, desired outcomes, we vibrate in harmony with them, making them more likely to manifest. The Principle of Polarity: Embracing Duality. Closely linked to vibration is the principle of polarity, which states that everything has its opposite: light and dark, joy and sorrow, love and hate. However, these opposites are not entirely separate, but points on the same spectrum. As the Kybalion explains, opposites are identical in nature, but different in degree. This understanding of polarity has profound implications for how we perceive and navigate life. For example, love and hate are not entirely distinct. They are degrees of the same emotional energy. The same applies to success, failure, courage, fear, abundance, and scarcity. Recognizing these polarities' fluid nature allows us to shift our experiences from one end of the spectrum to another. The interplay of vibration and polarity. When vibration and polarity come together, they create the dynamic dance of life. Imagine your internal state as a frequency that determines where you land on the spectrum of a particular polarity. If your thoughts and emotions vibrate at a frequency of fear, you will find yourself drawn to the negative end of the polarity. Conversely, if you shift your vibration to gratitude, love, or confidence, you naturally gravitate toward the positive end. This insight offers a powerful tool for transformation. You can move from despair to hope, resistance to flow, or scarcity to abundance by consciously elevating your vibration. The journey is not about eradicating the negative, but mastering the art of shifting along the spectrum. The principles of vibration and polarity are not abstract theories, but practical guides for navigating relationships, work, and personal growth. Here are some key lessons. In relationships, understand that conflicts often arise from misaligned vibrations. When two people operate at different frequencies, one vibrating with anger and the other with peace, they clash. The key is elevating your vibration, creating a space for harmony. Similarly, the interplay of masculine and feminine energies in romantic dynamics exemplifies polarity. Balance comes from embracing, rather than resisting, these differences. In daily challenges, when faced with adversity, remember that every negative experience contains the seed of its positive counterpart. The principle of polarity reminds us that dark times eventually give way to light. Instead of resisting discomfort, focus on shifting your internal vibration to align with a more desirable outcome. In personal growth, recognize that change begins within. If you seek abundance, cultivate a vibration of gratitude. If you desire love, embody the vibration of kindness and compassion. These internal shifts create external ripples, influencing the world around you. Maintaining balance through awareness. The principles of vibration and polarity reinforce the importance of balance, which we explored in the previous chapter. Just as life seeks to restore balance in the face of extremes, we too must strive to maintain equilibrium. This requires awareness of our thoughts, emotions, and actions. Are they vibrating in harmony with our goals? Are we leaning too far into one polarity, neglecting its counterpart? We become more attuned to life's subtle rhythms by cultivating this awareness. We learn to dance with its ebb and flow, embracing action and stillness, joy and sorrow, effort and surrender. The bridge to creation. As we continue this journey into ancient wisdom, we uncover a recurring truth. Our internal world is the starting point for creating our external reality. The Kybalion teaches us that everything is connected, and by mastering our vibration and understanding polarity, we can bridge the gap between intention and manifestation. In the next chapter, we will explore the profound wisdom of the Bhagavad Gita, the second book that we will be studying, which builds on these ideas with its teachings on detachment, process orientation, and the art of inspired action. Together, these lessons will equip us with the tools to create a life of purpose and harmony. Mastering reality begins here, by understanding the vibrations we emit and the polarities we navigate. Let's take the next step. Chapter 3. The Bhagavad Gita. The second ancient text was composed over 2 millennia ago. This sacred Hindu scripture is more than a religious text. It is a guide to mastering the art of living. Central to its teachings is a paradoxical yet profoundly liberating lesson. True success lies in detachment. By focusing on the process of our actions rather than their outcomes, we align ourselves with life's natural flow, paving the way for effortless achievement. If this is the first time you are tuning in and our audiobook resonates with your belief, consider subscribing for future content. The lesson of detachment. Actions without expectation. At its core, the Bhagavad Gita challenges the deeply ingrained human tendency to attach ourselves to results. In chapter 2, verse 47, the text famously declares, "You have a right to perform your prescribed duties, but are not entitled to the fruits of your actions. Never consider yourself the cause of the results of your activities, nor be attached to inaction." This verse encapsulates a truth that often eludes us in the modern world. When we obsess over results, we lose sight of the joy and purpose of the work itself. We burden our actions with expectations, creating mental tension and emotional turmoil. Ironically, this attachment often sabotages the very outcomes we strive for. The wisdom of the Bhagavad Gita teaches us to shift our focus inward, take inspired action with total commitment, and remain unattached to what follows. Detachment is not apathy. It is the ultimate expression of trust. Why process orientation leads to effortless success. The concept of process orientation is both revolutionary and deceptively simple. When we immerse ourselves fully in the journey rather than fixating on the destination, a remarkable thing happens. The destination often takes care of itself. Success becomes a natural byproduct of alignment with the present moment. Consider the analogy of planting a seed. A farmer does not obsessively dig up the soil daily to see if the seed has sprouted. Instead, they focus on nurturing the seed, watering it, providing sunlight, and ensuring it has fertile ground. The plant's growth naturally results from their consistent, attentive care. In the same way, when we focus on the process, whether it's honing a skill, building a relationship, or pursuing a goal, we create fertile conditions for success. Detachment from the outcome allows us to act with clarity and creativity, free from the weight of fear or desperation. Applying detachment to modern challenges. In today's fast-paced, results-driven society, the wisdom of detachment feels more relevant than ever. Here are practical ways to apply this ancient teaching to contemporary challenges. Work and career. Many professionals measure their worth by promotions, salaries, or accolades. While ambition is natural, overemphasizing external validation can lead to burnout and dissatisfaction. Instead, approach work as a craft. Focus on delivering value, refining your skills, and embracing the joy of problem solving. The results, recognition, success, and financial rewards will follow organically. Relationships. Attachment often manifests as needing specific responses or outcomes, approval, affection, or agreement. This can create tension and disappointment. Practicing detachment teaches us to give love freely without demanding anything in return. Paradoxically, this unconditional approach often deepens connection and mutual respect. Personal goals. Whether it's fitness, learning a new skill, or pursuing a passion, many people give up too soon because they don't see immediate results. The Gita reminds us that mastery requires patience and persistence. Celebrate small victories along the way, and trust that consistent effort will yield long-term rewards. Setbacks and failures. Detachment is especially powerful in the face of adversity. An outcome-focused mindset can spiral into frustration or self-doubt when things go unplanned. A process-oriented approach reframes setbacks as opportunities for growth. Each failure becomes a stepping stone toward eventual success. The paradox of effort and surrender. At first glance, detachment may seem at odds with ambition. How can we pursue our goals passionately while remaining unattached to their results? The answer lies in finding a delicate balance between effort and surrender. The Bhagavad Gita does not advocate passivity. It calls for inspired action, action driven by purpose, not ego. This balance is echoed in modern psychology, particularly in Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi's concept of flow. When we lose ourselves in the process of an activity, we achieve peak performance and creativity. The mind becomes quiet in this state, and the work flows effortlessly. This is the essence of detachment: acting with entire presence, without resistance or force. The freedom of detachment. When we release our attachment to outcomes, we free ourselves from the anxiety and fear often accompanying ambition. We become more adaptable, resilient, and aligned with life's natural rhythms. Success is no longer a measure of external achievement, but an inner state of fulfillment. Detachment also cultivates humility. The Bhagavad Gita reminds us not to take credit for our actions' results, as they are part of a more extensive cosmic dance. This perspective liberates us from the pressure of perfection and allows us to act gracefully and authentically. Connecting to ancient and modern wisdom. The teachings of the Bhagavad Gita resonate deeply with the principles of the Kybalion, which were explored in the previous chapter. Both texts emphasize the importance of internal alignment and balance. Where the Kybalion focuses on vibration and polarity, the Gita offers a roadmap for navigating life's challenges with detachment and trust. As we move to the next chapter, we'll delve into another ancient text that complements this wisdom, the Yoga Sutras of Patanjali. This foundational work explores the interplay of effort and surrender, offering practical techniques for achieving inner harmony and mastering the art of focus. These teachings illuminate the path to a life of purpose, balance, and freedom. The journey continues. Let's take the next step. Chapter 4: The Yoga Sutras, Effort and Surrender. The third ancient text of the Yoga Sutras of Patanjali offers profound wisdom on navigating the complexities of life by finding harmony between effort and surrender. Written over 2 millennia ago, this seminal work distills the essence of yoga, not merely as physical postures, but as a philosophy for living with clarity and purpose. Central to its teachings is the interplay of abhyasa, effort, and vairagya, surrender, two complementary principles that guide us toward balance, freedom, and ultimate self-realization. In the opening lines of the Yoga Sutras, Patanjali declares, "Yoga is the cessation of the fluctuations of the mind." This simple yet profound statement underscores the goal of yoga: to quiet the mind and connect with the unchanging essence of our being. However, achieving this state requires disciplined effort and the ability to let go, an intricate dance between action and acceptance. Abhyasa, effort. This is the disciplined, consistent practice of cultivating focus and mastery over the mind. It calls for persistence, determination, and a willingness to engage with challenges. Abhyasa is not about perfection, but showing up, even in the face of resistance or failure. Vairagya, surrender. Complementing effort is the principle of letting go, detachment from outcomes, desires, and aversions. Vairagya is the art of releasing our grip on control, trusting in the process, and finding peace in the unfolding of life. Together, these principles create a dynamic balance. Too much effort leads to rigidity and burnout. Too much surrender results in passivity and stagnation. It is in their synergy that we find actual progress. Yoga as a way of life. Contrary to popular perception, yoga is far more than physical exercise or breathwork. Patanjali's sutras describe an eightfold path, Ashtanga Yoga, encompassing ethical conduct, mental discipline, and self-awareness. This path serves as a roadmap for transcending attachment and finding clarity. Yamas, ethical guidelines. Principles such as nonviolence, truthfulness, and moderation form the foundation of harmonious living. Niyamas, personal disciplines. Practices like contentment and self-study help cultivate inner strength. Asana, physical postures. The physical aspect of yoga is designed to prepare the body for stillness. Pranayama, breath control. Techniques for calming the mind and enhancing vitality. Pratyahara, withdrawal of the senses. Turning inward to focus on the self. Dharana, concentration. Cultivating single-pointed focus. Dhyana, meditation, deep absorption in the present moment. Samadhi, liberation, a state of union with the unchanging essence of existence. The principles of Abhyasa and Vairagya permeate every aspect of this path. For example, meditation, dhyana, requires the effort to focus and the surrender to let go of distractions. Similarly, ethical living, yamas and niyamas, demands disciplined action tempered by the humility to accept life as it is. Transcending attachment and finding clarity. One of the most powerful lessons in the Yoga Sutras is that attachment, whether to material possessions, outcomes, or even identities, is the root cause of suffering. Patanjali emphasizes the importance of detachment not as indifference, but as freedom from dependence on external validation. When we release our attachments, we create space for clarity and inner peace. This detachment is not about giving up on goals, but pursuing them with an open heart and an unwavering trust in life's natural flow. Yoga philosophy in your daily life. Set intentions without clinging to outcomes. Approach each day with purpose, but remain flexible. For example, strive to excel at work, but ignore the need for immediate recognition or results. Develop a daily practice of stillness. Even 5 minutes of meditation or mindful breathing can help you connect with your inner calm. Use this time to observe your thoughts without judgment, cultivating effort, showing up, and surrendering, letting go of mental chatter. Balance action with rest. Many people neglect the need for rest and rejuvenation in their pursuit of success. Remember that rest is not a lack of productivity, but an essential part of sustained effort. Embrace challenges as opportunities. Instead of resisting difficulties, view them as invitations to grow. This mindset embodies abhyasa by encouraging persistence and vairagya by detaching from the fear of failure. Practice gratitude and acceptance. Cultivate gratitude for the present moment while remaining open to life's mysteries. This practice reinforces surrender and helps maintain balance, connecting to the broader journey. The wisdom of the Yoga Sutras is deeply connected to the themes explored in previous chapters. Like the Bhagavad Gita, it emphasizes detachment from results and alignment with a higher purpose. The sutras also resonate with the principles of vibration and polarity in the Kybalion, reminding us that harmony arises from balance. As we move forward, the next chapter will delve into the transformative teachings of I Am That by Sri Nisargadatta Maharaj. This work expands on awareness as the ultimate reality, offering insights into the unchanging essence that underlies all existence. These teachings illuminate a path toward self-mastery, freedom, and fulfillment. Chapter 5. I Am That. The Reality of Awareness. What lies at the core of our existence? Beneath the ever-changing circumstances of our lives, the fluctuations of our emotions, and the fleeting nature of material possessions, there is something unchanging, ever-present, and profoundly absolute: awareness. This is the essence of I Am That, the fourth ancient teaching by Sri Nisargadatta Maharaj, which invites us to transcend the illusions of change and connect with the eternal state of I Am. Awareness as the core of existence. Sri Nisargadatta Maharaj begins with a startling realization. The world we perceive is not as natural as we think. According to his teachings, reality is a projection shaped by our senses and interpreted by our minds. But beyond this projection lies something far more profound: our awareness. Awareness is the silent observer, the witness to everything we experience. It is not bound by time, space, or form. Consider this: the awareness you had as a child is the same awareness you have today. Your body has changed, your thoughts have evolved, and your circumstances have shifted. But the core of your being, the silent I Am, has remained untouched. Redefining reality. What never changes. Nisargadatta encourages us to redefine our understanding of reality. Most people associate reality with what they can see, touch, and measure. However, he challenges this notion by pointing out that anything subject to change cannot be accurate. With all its beauty and chaos, the material world is a shifting illusion, or Maya. What is real, then, is what never changes. Pure awareness. This insight has profound implications. If awareness is the foundation of reality, then everything we perceive is shaped by it. Our thoughts, beliefs, and perceptions are like lenses through which we view the world. By shifting these lenses and refining our awareness, we can transform our inner state and our external experiences. Tapping into the state of I am. Observe your thoughts without identification. One of Nisargadatta's fundamental teachings is the practice of disidentifying from your thoughts. Thoughts will come and go, but you are not your thoughts. You are the awareness that observes them. Begin by sitting quietly for a few minutes each day and simply watching your thoughts. Resist the urge to judge or control them. Observe. Ask the question, who am I? This inquiry, rooted in self-reflection, helps peel away the layers of identification. Are you your body, your emotions, your possessions? As you delve deeper, you may realize you are none of these things. Instead, you are the awareness in which all these experiences arise. Anchor yourself in the present moment. Awareness is timeless and most accessible in the present moment. Practice wholly bringing your attention to what you are doing, whether drinking a cup of tea, walking in nature, or having a conversation. Notice how this deep presence connects you to calm and clarity. Embrace silence and stillness. Nisargadatta often emphasized the importance of silence, not just external silence, but inner stillness. Create moments in your day to sit in silence, free from distractions. This practice helps quiet mental chatter and allows you to become more profoundly aware of I am. Let go of the need to define reality. The intellect loves to categorize and define, but Nisargadatta reminds us that words or concepts cannot capture actual reality. Instead of figuring it out, allow yourself to be simple. This surrender opens the door to profound insights. Connecting to the broader journey. The teachings of I Am that are not separate from the principles explored in earlier chapters. The concept of awareness resonates deeply with the Yoga Sutra's emphasis on stilling the fluctuations of the mind and the Kybalion's understanding of vibration. Similarly, the detachment taught in the Bhagavad Gita aligns with Nisargadatta's insistence on transcending identification with the material world. By integrating these teachings, we move closer to mastering the art of reality creation. Awareness becomes the anchor that keeps us balanced, the lens through which we perceive the truth, and the foundation from which we manifest a life of authenticity and freedom. As we transition to the next chapter, we'll explore a modern classic, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. While it may seem far removed from the spiritual teachings we've discussed, its lessons on desire, intention, and focus offer valuable tools for channeling awareness into tangible success. Let us now dive deeper into how to translate inner mastery into external achievement. Chapter 6. Think and Grow Rich. The Truth About Desire and Intention. Desire is often the spark that ignites the manifestation journey. But is it enough? Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich has been celebrated as a definitive guide for success, yet its core principles go far beyond wealth creation. One of its most profound teachings is the distinction between desire and intention, a subtle but vital difference that shapes the outcome of our efforts. This fifth teaching explores how intention transforms mere longing into focused action, and how, when channeled with precision, energy leads to extraordinary results. The distinction between desire and intention. As Hill describes it, desire is the starting point of all achievement. Our emotional and mental yearning compels us to dream of a better future. However, desire is passive. It is an imagined outcome without the power to make it a reality. This is where intention steps in. Intention is the active counterpart of desire. It is not just wanting something. It is the unshakable resolve to bring it into existence. Intention bridges the gap between thought and reality. While desire creates a vision, intention commits to action, aligning thoughts, emotions, and behaviors toward fulfilling that vision. Hill's concept of a burning desire is often misunderstood. Many interpret it as a fiery longing for an outcome, but genuine burning desire is more about cultivating the unwavering intention to achieve it. It is the conviction that fuels effort, creativity, and persistence. Without intention, desire remains wishful thinking. Why intention drives manifestation, while desire alone falls short. To understand why intention is the critical driver of manifestation, consider the analogy of planting a seed. Desire is akin to choosing a type of seed to plant, corn, wheat, or sunflowers. But the intention is planting the seed, watering it consistently, and ensuring it receives sunlight. Without intention, the seed remains in your hand, full of potential but incapable of growth. Napoleon Hill emphasizes that the subconscious mind responds to intention, not passive desire. When purpose is present, it activates the subconscious to work in harmony with the universal laws, such as the law of attraction and vibration. This alignment creates a magnetic force that draws resources, opportunities, and people necessary to fulfill the goal. However, Hill also warns against misaligned intentions. If your intention is tainted with doubt, fear, or desperation, it weakens your focus and energy. True intention arises from clarity, confidence, and knowing that the goal is already within reach. Transmuting energy for focused action without leakage. One of Hill's lesser discussed yet profoundly transformative principles is the concept of energy transmutation. He dedicates an entire chapter to the idea of sex transmutation, which involves redirecting creative energy away from distractions or indulgences and channeling it toward your goals. While the term may sound peculiar, the underlying message is universal. Energy is finite, and its effectiveness depends on how it's focused. Imagine your energy as a mighty river. If the river has too many leaks, its flow is weakened, and it cannot reach its destination. These leaks may be unnecessary worries, indulgences, or scattered focus. Transmuting energy means closing these leaks and redirecting your full power toward your desired outcome. Hill's advice to focus on what truly matters resonates with the teachings of the Kybalion and the Bhagavad Gita, where balance and detachment are central themes. To align with your intention, practice the following. Eliminate energy drains. Identify habits, distractions, or relationships that drain your focus and vitality. Whether it's excessive social media use or negative self-talk, reducing these influences frees up energy for your goals. Commit to daily rituals. Rituals like meditation, journaling, or visualization reinforce your intention and align your energy. These practices are anchors, ensuring you stay on course amidst life's chaos. Practice patience with persistence. Transmuting energy into focused action doesn't yield instant results. Like planting a seed, it requires time and nurturing. Trust the process and persist without attaching to immediate outcomes. Align actions with intention. Every action you take should reflect your intention. Before making decisions, ask yourself, does this bring me closer to or farther from my goal? Connecting the lessons. The teachings of Think and Grow Rich seamlessly connect with those of earlier chapters. Its emphasis on intention echoes the Yoga Sutra's principle of balancing effort and surrender, while its call for focused energy aligns with the vibration and polarity discussed in the Kybalion. Like the teachings of I Am That, Hill reminds us that reality begins within. Manifestation is born from the clarity and alignment of our inner world. As we transition to the next chapter, we delve into the Tao Te Ching, a timeless guide to the art of doing by not doing. Lao Tzu's principle of Wu Wei complements Hill's teachings by showing us how to align with life's natural flow and achieve success with minimal resistance. Together, these ancient and modern insights create a cohesive framework for mastering the art of living and creating. Chapter 7. Tao Te Ching, The Art of Non-Action. Effortless action, Wu Wei, is the cornerstone of Lao Tzu's Tao Te Ching, a timeless masterpiece that illuminates the power of simplicity and surrender. This sixth ancient text challenges the modern obsession with overexertion, control, and relentless striving. Instead, it offers a paradoxical truth. By doing less, we achieve more. At the heart of this wisdom is aligning with the natural flow of life, embracing its rhythms instead of forcing outcomes. Lao Tzu's philosophy transcends action and inaction. It is about effortless harmony, a state where success unfolds without unnecessary struggle. Understanding Wu Wei, the path of least resistance. The concept of Wu Wei translates to non-action or effortless action. It doesn't advocate passivity or idleness, but points to an intelligent way of being, aligning with the natural flow of life. Lao Tzu teaches that the Tao, or the Way, governs the universe. Life becomes smooth and harmonious when we align with it. When we resist it, we encounter friction and struggle. To understand Wu Wei, think of a river flowing effortlessly toward its destination. It doesn't force its path, but adapts to the contours of the land, finding the most straightforward way forward. Similarly, by observing and adjusting to life's natural currents, we can achieve our goals without unnecessary resistance. Modern life often contradicts this wisdom. We are taught to hustle, push harder, and take control of every aspect of our existence. Yet Lao Tzu reminds us that forcing outcomes often creates imbalance, delays, and unintended consequences. Wu Wei invites us to embrace the opposite. Let go of excessive control, trust the flow, and act only when necessary. Achieving more by doing less. Incorporating Wu Wei into daily life requires a shift in mindset. Instead of striving against the current, we learn to flow with it. This doesn't mean we stop acting altogether, but rather that we act with intention and mindfulness, conserving energy and focusing only on what truly matters. Lao Tzu often emphasizes simplicity as a means to align with the Tao. The more we complicate our lives with unnecessary desires, actions, or expectations, the more we stray from the natural flow. Simplification allows us to focus on what is essential, removing distractions that drain our energy. Lessons from Lao Tzu on simplicity and effortless action. Lao Tzu's Tao Te Ching is filled with poetic wisdom on simplicity and effortless action. Here are three key lessons that can transform our approach to life. Let go of excess control. Lao Tzu teaches that over-control leads to chaos. When we micromanage every detail, whether in relationships, work, or personal growth, we disrupt the natural order. Instead, trust that life has its rhythm and intelligence. As Lao Tzu wrote, Do you want to rule the world and control it? I don't think it can ever be done. Letting go doesn't mean abandoning responsibility. It means trusting the process and intervening only when necessary. Embrace simplicity. The Taoist way is one of minimalism. Complexity breeds confusion, while simplicity fosters clarity. Lao Tzu reminds us that the most straightforward solutions are often the most effective. By stripping away unnecessary distractions and focusing on the essentials, we create space for life to flow naturally. Indwelling, live close to the ground. In thinking, keep to the simple. Act at the right time. Wu Wei doesn't mean avoiding action, but taking action at the right time. Just as a tree sheds leaves in autumn and blooms in spring, every action has its season. Rushing ahead or forcing things before their time leads to frustration. Patience and timing are critical to effortless success. Nature does not hurry, yet everything is accomplished. The Tao Te Ching builds seamlessly on the teachings of earlier chapters. It complements the Yoga Sutras by reinforcing the balance of effort and surrender, while its focus on simplicity and flow aligns with the lessons of the Bhagavad Gita. The wisdom of Wu Wei also ties back to the Kabbalion's principles of vibration and polarity, showing how harmony within creates harmony without. As we transition to the next chapter, we explore Marcus Aurelius's Meditations, which provide a Stoic perspective on living with resilience and grace. Together with Lao Tzu's teachings, these ancient insights form a cohesive guide to navigating life's challenges with wisdom and balance. Chapter 8, Meditations, Stoic Lessons for a Resilient Life. Marcus Aurelius, the Roman emperor and philosopher, left a timeless legacy in his Meditations. Written as personal reflections, this philosophical masterpiece provides profound insights into how to live a life of resilience, humility, and self-governance. Central to his Stoic philosophy is the triad of perception, action, and will, a framework that guides us to navigate life's challenges with wisdom and grace. This seventh ancient text explores how Stoic principles align with ancient teachings from previous chapters, providing a bridge between effort, surrender, and acceptance. Marcus Aurelius's wisdom offers a practical roadmap for modern living, emphasizing the importance of inner strength and harmony in a chaotic world. The Stoic Triad: Perception, Action, and Will. Stoicism's core lies in the perception, action, and will triad. Each element of this framework represents a critical pillar for living a resilient and meaningful life. Perception: Seeing things as they are. Perception is the lens through which we interpret the world. Marcus Aurelius teaches that most of life's suffering arises not from external events, but from how we perceive them. A house burning down, for example, is not inherently good or bad. It simply is. The judgment we attach to such events creates emotional turbulence. You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength. We cultivate a sense of calm by training ourselves to see things objectively without coloring them with fear, anger, or attachment. This echoes Lao Tzu's teachings of observing life without resistance, aligning our perception with the natural flow. Action: Doing what is right. In Stoicism, action is rooted in virtue and selflessness. Marcus emphasizes that we should treat others as they deserve to be treated, guided not by ego, but by fairness and integrity. However, action in Stoic philosophy is not driven by compulsion or urgency. It is measured, deliberate, and purposeful. Waste no more time arguing about what a good man should be. Be one. This principle mirrors the concept of Wu Wei from the Tao Te Ching, where effortless and timely action leads to more significant outcomes. By aligning with what is just, we remain anchored in our values and create harmony within and around us. Will, accepting what we cannot control. The will refers to our inner attitude toward life's events, particularly those beyond our control. Marcus Aurelius teaches us to develop a willing acceptance of favorable or unfavorable circumstances. Resisting what is beyond our influence only deepens our suffering. Accept the things to which fate binds you, and love the people with whom fate brings you together. But do so with all your heart. This idea resonates with the Bhagavad Gita's lesson on detachment. Perform your duties without attachment to the fruits of your labor. We cultivate resilience and inner peace by embracing life's unpredictability with grace. Humility, a cornerstone of Stoic philosophy. Despite being one of the most influential figures of his time, Marcus Aurelius remained profoundly humble. He constantly reminded himself of his mortality, recognizing that power and wealth are fleeting. His humility was not a sign of weakness, but a testament to his understanding of life's impermanence. Do not waste what remains of your life on what others think of you unless it benefits the common good. This humility aligns with the teachings of the Yoga Sutras, which teach that the ego must be transcended to achieve clarity and balance. Marcus's perspective encourages us to focus on what truly matters, our actions and character, rather than external validation. Self-governance, mastering the inner world. For Marcus, true power came from self-governance. He believed mastering one's inner world was the key to navigating the outer world. This mastery involves discipline, self-reflection, and aligning actions with higher principles. Look well into yourself. There is a source of strength which will always spring up if you always look. This emphasis on inner mastery mirrors the teachings of I Am That, where awareness of the self forms the foundation of reality. By governing our thoughts and emotions, we create a steady foundation for a fulfilling life. The Stoic triad of perception and action seamlessly integrates with the themes explored in earlier chapters. The balance of effort and surrender in the Yoga Sutras, the detachment of the Bhagavad Gita, and the alignment with the natural flow in the Tao Te Ching resonate with Marcus Aurelius's wisdom. These teachings form a cohesive philosophy for living a resilient, harmonious life. As this audiobook concludes, we reflect on the timeless wisdom that has guided us through each chapter. From the ancient philosophies of the Kybalion to the meditative teachings of Marcus Aurelius, these age-old principles are not relics of the past, but powerful tools for mastering the present. The unifying thread through these teachings is balance, the delicate dance between effort and surrender, action and stillness, perception and reality. Life is a dynamic interplay of forces, and it is only by aligning with its natural rhythms that we unlock our fullest potential. The ancients understood what we are only beginning to rediscover. The true power lies not in controlling the world, but in mastering our inner world. When we cultivate balance within, life around us responds in kind. The external world mirrors our internal state, and our most excellent opportunity to shape our destiny lies in this awareness. This journey through ancient wisdom is not an end, but an invitation to explore deeper. Integrate these teachings into your daily life and unlock the infinite potential within you. As you go forward, remember that mastery begins with a single step. However, mastery lies not in reaching the destination, but in how you walk the path. Thank you for embarking on this journey with me. May these teachings inspire you to live with intention, embrace balance, and create a life that aligns with your highest truth.